You know, I hear so many stories of Muslims coming to Christ through visions and dreams. Is that something that seems common to you as well?
It is, and it actually, when I went to Iran, one of my biggest questions that always I always had in the back of my mind got answered. I wondered about God, how God could be fair if people in Africa who'd never had missionaries or didn't have a Bible or somewhere, how they didn't know about Christ, how they would be judged. And so when I went to Iran, we cited, and I would talk to people and say, do you know who Jesus is? And we'd had so many people that would start crying and show a secret Bible, secret cross, and they would say, oh, you know, I know Jesus. My child was dying, and I cried out to God, and I said, God, help me, and Jesus appeared to me. And he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And so we had so many testimonies of visions and dreams and how God had reached people. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So I've seen a lot of that in the Middle East, especially in Iran.
I remember last time you were on, you told an amazing story about your wedding, but forgive me, I can't remember, but I just remember being kind of in awe about your wedding and all that surrounded it. Would you mind just sharing a little bit about that?
After I met Saeed, we did ministry together, and I helped with the women at the church, at his church, and in 2004 we were married, and Saeed was never really, he was very open about his faith, and he was upfront with the government from the beginning. So he suggested going to the government, telling them that we were Christians and we wanted a Christian wedding. Even the house churches that were started, he started through a government-approved church. So it was the government was aware of it and was allowing it. So Saeed, you know, was open with the government, and so I was kind of worried about telling the government up front that we're converts and we want a Christian wedding. But we prayed about it, and I trusted Saeed's lead on that, and we went to the government and told them and to the officials, and they approved. Actually, in our wedding certificate, it says Christian. It says Muslim born, but the religion, it says Christian. And so it was, that was a miracle. And then we had our wedding in a church in the middle of Tehran. Maybe the government thought maybe 30 people would come and it'll just be a short, quick wedding and it'll be over with. We thought we prepared 300 Jesus films and Bibles as wedding favors. We thought 300 would show up, and over 600 showed up. Oh. And it was just right in the middle of Tehran, people worshiping, worship music just being blasted out of the church and everyone hearing. And I remember my wedding photographer coming to me and saying, I'm scared. There's Revolutionary Guards circling the church with guns. They're going to attack. And they never did, but it was, I mean, when Saeed was arrested this time, one of the things I thought about was we should have been arrested at our wedding.